Israeli and Palestinian negotiators have ended 6 days of talks in the Red Sea resort of Taba with no agreement. But they say they're closer than ever to reaching a final peace deal. There are efforts to arrange a summit in Sweden this week between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Barak wants some concrete achievement to help boost his chances for re-election February 6th. So far, polls predict he will be heavily defeated by hardline opposition leader Ariel Sharon. An upset that could freeze the entire peace process. NPR's Jennifer Ludden joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Leanne.
Did the negotiators in Taba get anything they were hoping for?
They didn't get everything they wanted, for sure. They at first were talking about getting a deal. We obviously don't have that. Then they wanted a statement of intentions. I don't think what we have is even that. They have given no details of all the progress they're reporting. And when pressed, in fact, they admitted that substantial gaps remain on basically all of the issues. I mean, it's not to say they didn't get something done. The Palestinians say Israel agreed to hand over more West Bank land, for example. But what I think we're seeing is a purposely positive spin put on this in a blatant effort to help get Ehud Barak reelected, which in poll after poll is a real long shot. He's about 20 points behind Mr. Sharon.
But could that spin be likely to work?
It probably, for some voters, it will. There is a sense that some of them are coming around. But on the other hand, it could also backfire. First of all, Barak has essentially been hinting that peace is just around the corner almost since he got in office. So, and instead, here we are, of course, in the worst violence in decades. So the statement that one minister said, which is that a deal could be wrapped up 2 weeks after the election, you know, it's likely to meet with profound skepticism. In addition, many Israelis believe Barak has already conceded too much to the Palestinians. So now with talk of a possible summit with Arafat in Europe, you know, there's some analysts who say a photo op with Arafat is not what Barak needs right now. One poll this weekend suggested that if Barak did get a peace deal, it would push another 10% of the electorate toward opposition leader Ariel Sharon.
And if Ariel Sharon is elected, which seems very likely, what's his peace plan?
His peace plan is essentially a list of no's. No removal of Jewish settlements, which Sharon was very much behind orchestrating the entire settlement movement, putting houses on the most remote of hills. No return of any more land to the Palestinians, leaving them with essentially 40% of the West Bank and 60% of Gaza. No sharing sovereignty in Jerusalem. In fact, Sharon has also said that if Barak signs a deal, he will ignore it. Now, the Taba talks are clearly designed to make that difficult for him to do. Last night, the chief Palestinian negotiator, Ahmed Koure, said he considers all agreements to this point, including those at Taba, to be binding on any Israeli government. He was asked, what if Mr. Sharon is elected? Ahmed Koure said if Sharon wants to continue peace talks from the point they're at right now, then fine. And if he doesn't, then he said Palestinians will use all means to continue their struggle, which sounds like an implication that the violent intifada will continue.
And have the Palestinians made any public statements as how they would view a Sharon government?
They have. For the longest time, the line was Barak and Sharon are two sides of the same coin. They've both failed us. But in the last week, since the Taba talks began, publicly there have been a series of statements calling a Sharon victory a tragedy. Yasser Arafat has told one newspaper Sharon would escalate the conflict. With him, we would have no peace, he said. And this is, to some degree, a sentiment reflected across the region. I think it's important to remember here that Sharon was never a proponent of the Oslo peace process. His favored solution to the Arab-Israeli conflict was to make Jordan the Palestinian state. And then, of course, over the decades, he has led numerous Israeli army attacks in the West Bank, Gaza, Egypt, and most notoriously in Lebanon. So I think it's fair to say there's a great deal of concern across the region at the prospect of his coming to power.
Yeah, and briefly, Jennifer, if Sharon does become prime minister, how hard can he actually be given how many problems Barak has had with a fractured parliament? Sharon would have the same thing.
Exactly, he would. And you're starting to see that come out among his supporters. You've got the hardest line people talking about, you know, if needed, we'll bomb Tehran and the Aswan Dam in Egypt. And that's clearly alienating some who are distancing themselves. He will want to reach out to some moderates. So he will also be walking quite a fine line.
Thanks very much. NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem. Thanks again, Jennifer.
Thank you.